Every Democrat hopes that the party will win the House of Representatives in this fall's midterm elections. What they don't all agree on is who should lead them if they do. We're in the midst of primary season with the next batch of states voting tomorrow. And by one count, more than 40 Democratic candidates say they would not support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. And some sitting House Democrats have also been critical. One of those is Congressman Brian Higgins of New York. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You voted for Pelosi for minority leader in 2016. Why are you feeling differently now?
Because I think, you know, in the Trump era, you have to resist. But as important is to persist in holding up something affirmative for people, voters, to believe that we represent a better way of life for them. I don't think we've been specific about an agenda that we would advance if we take a majority. I would simply say that should the American people entrust Democrats with a majority in the House, we will, within 30 days, have a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill on the floor. We will authorize folks between the ages of 50 and 64 who are getting clobbered with huge health care premiums to buy Medicare as
a
health insurance
option. Let me pause you here. It sounds like you do have a message. So is the problem you think she's not carrying it out?
I just think that we need a fresh approach to address fundamental problems that are not ideological in America. They're commonsensical.
Here's her reply to this, because she's been, obviously we hear this every few years, right? But she remains a top fundraiser, a top strategist. And here's what she had to say, all this kind of questioning on MSNBC.
I do believe that none of us is indispensable, but I think I'm the best person for the job. And I won't let the Republican ads, which are just flooding these districts. And I say to the candidates, do whatever you have to do. Just win, baby.
Your response?
Well, she says she's worth it. I think Ohio 12 proves that maybe she's not. And nobody can say for certain whether, you know, that candidate got tripped up. He was focusing in on local issues and was distracted by that question. And first, he was very affirmative and then equivocated somewhat. Clearly, that did not help in a very, very close race. You know, keep in mind that we are competitive in probably 62 races, but because of gerrymandering, we shouldn't be. So that means that we have to pick up independents and moderate Republicans to win those seats. And I just think she's a liability. And I think that is a view that is very clear within House Democrats, and it's growing.
The criticism here that she's too liberal, but at the same time, there's this growing progressive movement within your party, right? There are Democratic socialists now who could be seated in the fall. So whoever's leader is going to have to balance the interests, right, between these moderates in red states and a liberal wing that's only growing stronger.
That's what leaders always have to do. They have to balance the interests. But keep in mind, you know, the House of Representatives is, you know, it has enumerated powers to make laws, to make budgets, to establish, programs that are very, very important. In the last several years, the House of Representatives has been rolled by the White House. So I think we need clear, decisive leadership that has an action agenda about what it is we will do specifically within a specified period of time should the American people entrust us with a majority. That is the expectation, and that's what we should be delivering, and we're not delivering it.
Who would you like to see instead?
Well, I'm a big fan of Karen Bass out of California. Karen is the former House Speaker in the California Assembly. I've worked very closely with her in rewriting the rules of the Democratic Conference. She's smart. She's progressive. Mm-hmm. And just somebody that, you know, I've had a very good relationship. And I think she's very highly regarded within the House rank and file. But there are many others as well. I just think it's time for a new leader at the top.
Congressman Brian Higgins of New York, thank you for speaking with All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.